Blog Talk Radio.
They said we could
stay in the
cells at long.
Absolutely.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting here for you. Here in the country, waiting here for you.
Live from Ontario and heard around the world, welcome to In the Country with Dave Woods. This is the place for up-close and personal interviews, as well as great country music from our featured guests. So sit back and relax. Today's show starts right now.
Country artist Crystal Shawanda joins me on the show today. Her 2008 single, You Can Let Go, introduced her to the top of the country charts. In 2009, she won the CCMA Female Artist of the Year. Her CD, Dawn of a New Day, features her honest songwriting and her heartfelt vocals. We'll be hearing her duet with George Canyon, as well as a brand new song straight from the recording studio. My pleasure to welcome to the show, Crystal Shawanda. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful. I'm in Vancouver today, so I'm doing fantastic.
Yeah, you're taking part in ceremonies with the Olympics. Do you want to let us know sort of what part you're playing there?
Well, for me, for today, I get to be a spectator for once, which is awesome. I'm going as a guest. I'm going as a guest of Nike, which I've been in town for a Nike. I sit on the board for a charity called NBN7 Fund, and Nike just announced their presence within Canada among Native communities. So we were very proud unveiling, you know, their presence last night at a little gala. And then today we're just going to cheer everybody on, which is awesome to be on that end of things. I'm just excited that I get to witness, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Oh, yeah. It must be excitement building today. And are you doing any performing throughout the Olympics at all, doing any concerts?
Yeah, I actually come back on the 25th. It's funny, I fly back to Nashville on Saturday. I'm there for 2 days of meetings, and then I hop back on a bus and come right back to Vancouver again. So
wow.
It'll be awesome. I'll be doing a show with Johnny Reed, who's one of my favorite artists to do shows with.
He's awesome.
So it's going to be fantastic. I'm looking forward to it.
That's great, Crystal. Now, we're going to talk all about your music career and where it is now, but I wanted to go back in time, and I was reading that you wrote your very first song back at age 9, and you talked about how it helped you to cope with things that you saw going on around you. Do you want to sort of talk about that first song and what led you to it?
Yeah, definitely. You know, for me, I think subconsciously that's, you know, that was my outlet. I think I was more aware of things going on around me than everybody realized. I was always very insightful child and very nosy. I always wanted to know what was going on, and that's the thing. You know, I think anybody, no matter what family you grow up in, where you're from, you're gonna see some heartache go on between people you love, between loved ones within your family, and that's how I ended up writing a song all about heartbreak at 9 years old. And you know, a lot of people kind of thought it was strange, but for me, it was getting to know the world around me, and not just, you know, the world, but life in general, love and the loss of love.
And I'm sure through your life with your writing that it sounds to me, and I've talked to other artists about this, that it continues to be sort of a therapeutic process. So if it's something in your life that you've gone through, writing a song about it sort of is a way of comforting yourself.
Oh, definitely. It's definitely a healing process. I always say it's just like cheap therapy. It really is. You know, no matter if I'm going through something, you know, going through a hard time or a wonderful time, or, you know, it doesn't matter what it is. I always put it right into my music. And, you know, even that goes for when I record songs that other writers have written, because sometimes I can't put into words what, you know, something that I've experienced, and then sometimes I hear a song that somebody else has wrote, and I'm like, wow, they've totally, you know, put into words everything that I was wanting to say, and that needs to be honored. So I'm not above recording other people's songs as well.
So can you think of an example of that, of a song that you've heard that, and after maybe hearing it for the first time, it said something that you felt but hadn't found a way of expressing?
Oh, definitely. I would have to say my very first single, You Can Let Go. You know, the first time it was played for me, I just, you know, pretty much broke into tears.
Yeah.
It was, I was actually going through losing my grandpa. He was in the hospital at the time when I first heard the song. And it was exactly what I was going through, you know, trying to accept having to say goodbye to somebody who's, you know, a very important role within our family. And I think so many people can identify with that. And you know, and to watch it happen again, because I watched my mom go through it with her mother, with my grandma, and I actually heard her say those very same words to my grandma. So when I heard this song, it was almost like a very, very personal glimpse into my past and then my childhood, something, you know, a recalling a memory. And after we recorded and after we released it, my grandfather passed away a few weeks after that. So the first year of performing that song was a very, very hard task. But at the same time, I feel like it made it possible for me and my family to, you know, to cope with the loss and to accept it.
Yeah, it is a beautiful song. I remember when it came out, hearing it on the radio and then seeing the video. And yeah, it's one of those songs that is very hard to, as a listener, listen to without obviously being moved and near the end moved to tears.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It really is one of those songs, you know, and it's just a special song. And I continue to hear from fans every single day. And it's just an affirmation, you know, that I did the right thing in choosing this song as my very first single.
Yeah, that was a great one. Now, so Your early influences, one of them was Loretta Lynn, and you talk about her being a hero back in the day as you grew up. Now, you've had a chance since to meet her.
Yeah, I actually got to perform with her, and of all places, at the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, wow.
It was an amazing experience. I was invited to be a part of, you know, Women of Country, and
right.
I was there with Patti Loveless, Jessica Simpson, Jeannie Shepherd, and of course Miss Loretta Lynn, and it was incredible. I was hoping to meet her, but you never know how things are gonna go. And I was actually in the middle of an interview, and it was right after I performed, and they had said that she wasn't feeling well that evening and that I might not be able to see her. And it was right after I performed, they were interviewing me, and right in the middle of the interview, she was floating in the room and all her, you know, sparkle gown, and just like a fairy godmother, she came floating in, and I couldn't even finish the interview. I just got speechless and very emotional, and my mom was there, so we were both a crying mess.
Wow. I think I actually saw that. Was that on the televised portion of the Opry on CMT?
Yes, it was.
I remember,
I was very fortunate of it. You know, that they caught it on film like that. It was very genuine. It was a very complete surprise. Apparently she heard me singing from her dressing room, watching it on the little screen, and she asked to meet me. So that made it even just a little bit more sweeter.
Wow. Do you have a favorite song of hers that you cover in any of your concerts or that you used to?
Oh, my goodness. So many of her songs are my favorite. I have to say a lot of her songs are a lot of my hits as well. A funny thing is, actually, before when I was a kid, I wanted to actually cover When the Tingle Becomes a Chill.
Okay.
And I didn't realize what the song was about.
Right.
And I kept begging my mom, why won't you let me sing this song? And she kept, you know, maybe you should do something else. And finally she said, one day you'll understand why I don't want you to do this song right now at 10 years old. And as I got older, I was like, oh, that's why she didn't want me to do that song. Not quite appropriate for a 9-year-old to be singing about When the Tingle Becomes a Chill in a marriage.
That's so, it's funny, as a kid we can hear songs at age 9 and 10, and a lot of it goes above our heads.
Oh, for sure, and yet it's so funny that, you know, I didn't quite know what it was about, but I knew it was about longing and yearning for
right.
something. I knew that much, you know, and to have a sense of that, I've always, you know, I always got a sense of, you know, it's just about identifying a feeling. You don't have to be going through the exact same thing in a song, but it's just about, you know, feeling a little heartbreak and knowing somebody else has been through it and knowing you can get through it too.
Now, is that, obviously that's what drew you to country music as a listener and now as a singer, is it that release you can do for yourself and also for your fans, sort of, you're going to sing about experiences that we all go through, whether it's happy or sad, and is that sort of part of the love of the music for you?
Oh, definitely. You know, there's so many of us, you know, I think there's so many things that we feel like we can't talk about to the people that we love in our lives or sometimes we can't confide in a friend or a family member because we don't want them to judge our situation. Speaking from experience, and finding the comfort in a song is sometimes, it's almost like a friendship. You find a friendship with that singer,
yeah,
and not in a crazy stalker way, but
yeah,
in a human way.
Oh, sure.
To know that there's somebody somewhere out in the world, and we're all just trying to get through it together.
I found it fascinating, Crystal, that you took your first trip to Nashville back at the age of 8, and you went there with your father. I guess he was doing some work back and forth. So you actually got to go there and start dreaming about Nashville at that age.
I was 12 years old, actually, when we started taking trips. Yeah, but it was exactly like how you said, we were always fascinated with Nashville because that's the heart of country music. These legends that we grew up, listening to. This is where it all happened. And so when he got a run on his truck, he was a truck driver, he said he piled up the family. He loved to turn work into fun. And so we headed down there and walked up and down Broadway, walked into these honky-tonks, and I fell in love. I felt like I found home. I found my place. And it wasn't necessarily just Broadway. It's just a place where I could fit in, a place where dreamers go and you just have as much as chance as it. You have just as much chance as anybody else. And that's, I think that's what I loved about it.
Wow. And did you actually do at that age a demo album that you sold to cover more trips to Nashville? Is that correct?
Yes, I did. Well, throughout my time there, throughout the visits of in Nashville, I got to meet people and came upon the opportunity to record this album right there in Nashville, Tennessee. And what was amazing was I had musicians play on this album who were playing on some of the biggest albums at those times. And still today, there's actually a fiddle player who played on my album who plays on pretty much all of Shania Twain stuff. And
cool.
To me, that's incredible to look back at what I got to experience at that age. And I also learned a big lesson that I had a lot to learn still. It was a great first step into, and a confidence builder to say, hey, maybe I could really do this.
Yeah. That's amazing. Now, I want to turn to the music for a moment, Crystal. We've got a couple of your songs to play, but first one I want to share with everyone, and I'm sure they've all heard it on the radio already, is In Your Arms Again, written by George Canyon and Richard Marx. Now, I first saw this performed, as many people did, on the CCMA Awards in 2009, and I just got chills watching it. It's just such a beautiful song, and the performance that night was quite magical. Do you want to talk about sort of this song and recording it?
Yeah, for sure. This song, I was so excited to be able to have this opportunity, first of all, to do a duet at all, because I grew up loving, all the Kenny and Dolly and Loretto and Conway. But most of all, because it was with George. I mean, he's such a great person, and the fact that he even considered me, well, I kind of owe that to his wife, who suggested me to him as the duet partner. And I was just so honored, because really, he could have picked anybody. He's such a fantastic singer, such a fantastic person. And when they sent the song to me, I heard it, and I just fell in love with it. I grew up with a dad who's a truck driver who stayed on the road, and I saw my mom and my dad miss each other a lot, and that's something anybody who lives on the road can relate to, the experience of soldiers who are off overseas, and what that's like for the ones who are left behind, missing them. And I just found, I feel like the song was such a comfort. And when they told me, it was funny, they actually told me I was going to be recording it at the producer's house, Richard.
Right.
And they just kept saying Richard. They never said his last name. And I pull up at the house, and I go inside, and I'm like, wow, this is a pretty big, fancy place and all these records. I'm like, who is this guy? And it was very quick, it was a last minute thing. Like, literally the day I said yes to record it, the next day I was in the studio in Chicago recording it. And I was there, and all of a sudden I was in the studio singing, and he says, can you sing it more like this? And he sang a little bit, and I was like, wait, can you sing that again? And he sang it again. I was like, oh my goodness, I know who you are.
Wow.
Right here, Waiting for You is one of my favorite
Love
songs
that.
I used to
yeah.
sing all through high school. And all of a sudden I got starstruck and nervous and totally
wow.
intimidated.
That is a cool story. Wow.
Yeah, but it was a great experience. I actually, just from that one session, I learned so much from Richard. And it was just an awesome experience, the whole thing around. And then getting to perform it for the first time on the CCMAs. you know, and then that night winning, it just made it all more magical. And I've just been so grateful for George's friendship and for him, you know, giving me a chance.
Yeah, that's the night you won CCMA Female Artist of the Year, and that must have been quite a moment when your name was called.
Oh, it was, my goodness, yes, it was like watching my life flash before my eyes.
No doubt.
It really was. There's no way, you know, I could never thank people enough for, you know, giving my music a chance, period, and then to earn the respect of, you know, people within the industry. That's incredible to me, because I know it might sound crazy to a lot of people or might be hard to believe, but that was always my goal, was just, I just really wanted to earn everybody's respect. It's never been about, you know, money or name and lights. I just really wanted the respect of people that I respect.
Wow, that's very cool. And we'll share that song now, Crystal, this beautiful duet with you and George Canyon. This is George and Crystal Shawanda, In Your Arms Again on In the Country.
Like this for me all week. We lost another good man yesterday. I close my eyes, I say your name. It's the only thing that keeps me sane. And think of you half a world away. I fight the tears. Live like this, lying here. So much that I wish that every child would know the taste of freedom. There are dreams still worth believing that just might come true in the end. I want all these troubles fall behind us, better days to come and find us, and I just want to be in your arms again.
It's 6 a.m., I need more sleep, it's been another long, hard week.
Be in your arms again.
And that's George Canyon and our guest today, Crystal Shawanda, on the duet In Your Arms Again, written by George and the big pop singer and songwriter Richard Marx. Beautiful song, Crystal. Again, it's such a moving song, and your vocals on it are very heartfelt. I just love hearing you sing that one.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, I wanted to talk about the Dawn of a New Day Foundation, which is something you started up for schools, I believe, in the community you grew up in. And I sort of wanted to tie that into the importance of children in school learning music. Do you want to talk a bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, for me, it started off with getting a chance to work with other charities and other foundations and organizations, and being inspired enough to say, hey, I want to do more. You know, on top of all these other associations that I do, I want to, you know, start something myself. And it kind of started, you know, in a lot of different directions. I had a lot of ideas, and, you know, I've spent the last year trying to find a focus point. And, you know, and thinking about whether should it be music within schools or, you know, and then finding some obstacles as far as, you know, going through all the red tape and finding enough people as far as partnerships, because that's the thing is that, you know, I can go and try to reach out to help somewhere, but there has to be people there who have to carry it out as well. And so I started to dig a little bit deeper, and, you know, I finally came to the ultimate focus point of saying, this foundation is going to be about a positive change in your life, whether it's through music, through sport, through arts, whatever it may be. And, you know, seeing somebody who's really trying to make a difference within their life and embracing that and supporting it, because, you know, sometimes that's the hardest thing when you're chasing a dream is you get about halfway and you start, you know, hitting a wall. And it doesn't matter if you're in music or sports or business. You know, sometimes you need somebody to just give you a little push, or even just the motivation that somebody says, hey, I believe in you enough to support you in this way, whether it's buying them an instrument or hockey equipment, or even just, you know, I've, you know, done different things, like I've sponsored some different powwows, a couple of different hockey teams. And just recently I performed at the high school that I grew up, that I went to.
Oh, that's neat.
And I didn't go to high school in my reserve. I moved away when I was 13 because I wanted to go to a high school that had a music program.
Right.
So I went to a school called Cora Collegiate in Sault Ste. Marie, Ontario. And for me, I found my wings there. I found confidence. I found a support. You know, I went from, you know, one extreme to the next, where all of a sudden everybody was like, are you going to sing again? Are you going to sing again? And just to have that, you know, it was incredible. It gave me the courage to say, hey, maybe I could take this even further and move to Nashville. And so this past Christmas, I did a Christmas concert there at the school, and I donated a portion of the proceeds back into the music program there at the school.
Very cool. That's great to
hear
how the music gave you the confidence, and now you've turned around and are putting it back in there, because that's obviously, just along like with sports, it's got to make a big difference in a child's life.
Oh, definitely. You know, I got to meet so many young students there who are just more than on their way. They got a couple of bands, a couple of solo singers, songwriters who really have the, you know, the makings of taking it to a whole nother level, and I really hope that they continue with it.
That's very cool. Now, for those listeners who may not know, I find it very interesting. Your last name, Shawanda, actually means dawn of a new day. That's a cool cool meaning.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and it's one of those things that takes on new meaning every day. Growing up, me and my family, we had to really reteach ourselves about our culture as it had been lost through generations. And for me, it was so empowering to learn. I think everybody should do that, no matter if you're Native American or you're from, it doesn't matter what country, what nationality you're from, to go back and learn about your history and to fully realize what your people, you know, why you're standing in that spot is because, you know, what your whole people have gone through. And it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't matter the nationality. Everybody has their own obstacles and their own journeys. And, you know, for me to, when I found out the meaning of my last name, I found it like almost like it was really meant to be, you know, and I started to apply it to everything that, you know, no matter how bad things get, when I wake up in the morning, it's going to be a brand new day, and take a deep breath and try again.
That's great advice. Do you remember, Crystal, the first time you heard yourself on the radio and where you were and what kind of feeling that was?
Yes, I was going through Spokane, Washington, and You Can Let Go came on the radio, and I just sat there, and I just quietly cried.
Wow.
You know, like some people, you hear about people jumping up and down and screaming and,
yep.
You know, out loud, and I was so overwhelmed, I couldn't even get to that point. I was just so grateful and so, you know, it was just like my life flashing before my eyes. I was thinking about all those years of driving down the road in the truck with my dad, singing along to the radio on our way to Nashville, and thinking about my mom driving me through snowstorms to get to different singing contests. Because, you know, if I made it to the finals, she'd be like, "You worked hard to get to the finals. The least I could do is get you there." And and just all these
wow.
thoughts, you know, all these memories. And I was just so grateful. Like, wow, finally, I just, you know, there's always a little fear when you're dreaming that what if this never happens, you know? So it was just a beautiful
right.
moment.
And looking back before that moment, before it all sort of came together, then can you recall sort of what kept you going through the times when maybe you weren't sure or there was some doubt and things weren't happening as quickly as, you know, we all want them to? Do you remember sort of what kinds of things kept you moving forward?
Oh, it was always my fans. And I have all, you know, I've had fans even before You Can Let Go was released to radio, before I had a, you know, a real legitimate release. You know, I had done 4 independent albums before that. And I've had so many people from my own community, from Ontario, from Canada, you know, and even people that I've met through my years of playing at Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, the honky tonk where I got my start in Nashville.
Right.
You know, people passing through there from all over Canada, all over America, and all over the world, and people who stayed in touch with me online. And you know, and sometimes it's funny, you know, like I'd be having a bad day and somebody would come up to me and say something and something really motivating and encouraging. And I don't think people realize what it does for an artist when you encourage them. Like, we really do take it, at least I do. I take it to heart, and and sometimes I get beautiful messages on Facebook and Twitter and or sometimes at my meet and greets after my shows, and the things that the fans share with me, they share their hearts with me, and I feel incredibly lucky. And definitely my family. My family has been my biggest fans from the, you know, when I was singing at home, putting on private concerts for them and forcing them to watch me.
I read a quote where you said that you drove your parents nuts about becoming a country singer.
Oh, I did. Like, people have no idea how obsessed I was with it. You know, when we would drive in the car, I didn't care who was in the car. I was the DJ, and whatever was playing in the cassette player, I was singing along to it at the top of my lungs. You know, when my mom could be giving somebody a ride, and I'm just singing away, and she'd always tell them, "Now, just so you know, I'll give you a ride to town," because, you know, my mom used to do that for extra cash, do taxi trips and whatever.
Sure.
And she'd be like, "Just so you know, I have a little girl that sings really loud." And they're like, "Yeah, that's fine." And, you know, and at home, I would, you know, I literally, there's pictures of me standing on the coffee table doing performances. And,
wow.
You know, I was always performing. I was always singing. And it was just natural for me. It was never... You know, nobody ever pushed me to do it. I was always pushing everybody to let me do it.
That is very cool. It's great to know how early it started, and obviously what a passion it is for you. And so let's turn to some new music now that you've done. The great song, ever since Aaron sent me this, I've been playing it. It's a beautiful song. I know that you just recently finished it up in the studio. It's called Beautiful Day. If you could tell us the writers on it, Crystal, and then something about it, and then we'll share it. I'm really excited to share a new song with our listeners.
Awesome. I'm so excited too.
Yeah.
I really can't wait for the fans to hear. This was, I actually wrote the song with my husband, Dylan Strobel, who's also my guitarist and my partner in crime and everything I do. And it was funny, you know, I kindly had a really, really bad day before I wrote it, a really bad day. And I went to bed and told myself it's, you know, kind of said a little prayer for some strength and support.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up in the morning and I looked outside and it was rainy and cloudy and gray and ugly. And I picked up the guitar and I was just kind of fiddling around and I just started singing. And the song, I can sincerely say the song fell out of me, and I feel like it was a gift to hang on.
Wow. And it is a beautiful song for sure. That's a great story. We'll share it now with our listeners. Brand new music right out of the studio from Crystal Shawanda. This is Beautiful Day on In the Country. And that is brand new music from Crystal Shawanda, our guest on the line from Vancouver. The song is called Beautiful Day. You can find out more about her website, crystalshawandaonline.com. She's also on Facebook, Twitter, MySpace, you name it. So with that song, Crystal, are we going to hear that on an upcoming CD? Is that the start of one?
Oh, definitely. That's the very first single off of the album. And,
nice.
You know, we've been so busy working on this album since, you know, we did a little, recorded some of it in the fall and then some of it just this past month. And it's just been incredible. And in recording this song, I had such a great time. I got to work with some fantastic musicians. Bruce Button, he played the steel on this song. And, you know, he played for Garth and he plays for Reba. And he's been one of those musicians who has completely taken me under his wing. And no matter how busy he is, I mean, it could be 10 o'clock at night and I'll be like, hey, can you come and put a steel part on this song? And he'll be like, I'll be there. and we also got to work with Jason Aldean's bass player, which was an awesome experience. We learned so much from working with him. And then my own drummer and my guitar player and
yeah.
a couple of other great friends of ours. And it was just, you know, I feel like everybody got this song. Like when we were in the studio, it felt like magic. And the harmony singers, a fellow Canadian, Tanya Antaroff,
right.
And a good friend of mine, Mary Sue England,
yeah.
who plays with Pam Tillis. And it was just, it was magical, and everybody felt it. And I love the fact that they got what this song was about. It's about hope, and it's about,
yes.
you know, no matter how ugly or what a bad day we're having, you know, we should appreciate the people in our lives because they're the ones who make it a beautiful day, you know, whether it's our husband, our children, our wives, our parents, our family, our friends, whoever it may be, whoever brightens your day, you know, don't forget to appreciate them.
That's a great, great thought, and yeah, it's a feel-good song. It makes you feel good when you listen to it, and I know that's going to do well on the charts, and people
definitely.
Are going to love it. Yep.
And that's funny. You mentioned my crystalshawandaonline.com.
Yeah.
We're actually in the middle of revamping the website, so
good,
it'll be under construction for the next little while, but people could definitely, all my friends and friends out there could keep in touch with me on Twitter and on Facebook, which I'm there right now, and I was telling fans that I was on the radio right now.
Oh, cool.
And, yeah, one of my fans is like, hey, can you say my name? So I'm going to say your name. Hi, Santana.
what was her name again?
Her name is Santana, and she
oh,
wanted
cool.
me to say hi to her on the radio. And it's, you know, I love it. I love to keep them up to date when I can, and I love it when they, you know, take this journey with me. It's a lot of fun. It's nice to have so many friends on this path with me.
That is so cool, Crystal. It's been a real pleasure speaking with you. Our time's just about to wrap up, but I've enjoyed both songs and previous songs of yours, especially the first single. And I just want to thank you again for coming on the show and wish you all the best and a great time at the Olympics.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody.
Been a pleasure. My guest today has been country artist Crystal Shawanda. Look for her new single or listen for her new single on your local country station. It's called Beautiful Day. I'm Dave Woods, and that wraps up this edition of In the Country.
Spend some time in the country. We're glad that you dropped by. Spend some time in the country. Leave your worries behind. There's lots of fun for everyone. The best in music, too. Spend some time in the country. We've been waiting.